To be perfectly frank, Sinatra. 15 transcribed minutes, the very best time for the very best guy in the business, Frank Sinatra. Lots of music, couple of words. Okay, Maggio, shape up.
Yes, sir. Roger, Wilco, and all other expressions of agreement, sir. Hey, we got this pleasant studio, got a turntable and some records, got a live five-piece philharmonic standing by, so I can spin the discs or make with the voice as the spirit moves me.
Well, well, look who's on the first platter. Old Frankie Boy himself, with that sad story of a kid who couldn't even get on the Chattanooga Choo Choo. He's still messing with the Dixon.
Hey, read all about it. Read all about it. Hey, mister.
Down in Nashville, Tennessee, a little fella shouted this to me. Buy a paper, know the news, or else I gotta sing the newsboy blues. Dig a nickel from your jeans, a nickel buys a lot of jelly beans. Hey there, mister, don't refuse, I hate to have to sing the newsboy blues. See the headlines, what do you read? See the one ad, what do you need? Read the bunnies, what do you say? I haven't even sold a single paper today. Tell you what I'm gonna do. Give me a nickel and I'll sing for you. Tap the rhythm with my shoes. My little song is called the Newsboy Blues. I haven't even sold a single paper today. Tell you what I'm gonna do. Give me a nickel and I'll croon for you. Tap the rhythm with my shoes. My little song is called the Newsboy Blues. I'll beat the rhythm with my shoes. My little song is called the Newsboy Blues.
That Tennessee newsboy is ready to travel, man, and here's travel music to match. That music puts me in the mind of Dave Garraway, which quickly puts me in mind of a little girl who used to live on his street. So this kind of makes it the old shucks, or why isn't this television segment of our show? Because a little old flat platter can't do any justice to our next singer. That all-girl girl, Connie Russell, who's looking for, what else? An all-boy boy.
What a boy, a boy. I want a boy, a boy, a boy, a boy, a boy. I want a boy to love. I want a boy, a boy. a boy, a boy, a boy, a boy, a boy. I want the boy I'm thinking of. And when I'm in his arms, and when I'm in his arms, oh, what a thrill it's gonna be. I want a boy, a boy, a boy, a boy, a boy, for the rest of my life. Who wants a girl? A girl, a girl, a girl, a girl.
People in show business, but there's one girl who wrote the book on timing, taste, and talent, Miss Pearl Bailey. Some time ago, she made a record that's full of kicks. So use the easy needle, and we'll all be having a ball, you all.
I don't want a genius for a husband. Or a guy who's big financially. I want a simple little fella like Joe Louis. That's good enough for me. Ruby good to me, ostentatious. Pearl should not be dug up from the sea. Don't you just hate folks who think a 20-carat diamond is ordinary? That ain't no bad stone, you know. That's good enough for me. And when it comes to things like, well, charge account, to me, that's utterly rash. Because I don't like to trouble my escort with no signatures on the checks, money orders, endorsements, all that business. Just let them buy that merchandise for cash. Cash is good enough for me. And when I finally settle down and marry, I want all of my in-laws to be just simple country folk, like the Vanderbilt, the Whitney. That ain't no bad bunch to hang out with. They're good enough for me. You know the trouble with women nowadays? They're selfish. Women are too greedy. They want mink coats, sable coats. That's on the mercenary side. Now, when a fella buys you a gift, just give me something with sentimental value. Just give me something with a lot of heart to it. Something I can kind of hold on to. Something like an insurance policy or something earthy from the soil. A whole lot of dirt, space, like a couple of lots on or off 7th Avenue. I'm not particular where I live. The housing choice is where it is. That would be good enough for me. Cause there are lots of girls who will stay out late. You know why they do that? They think they're being very bright, but not I. No, I always say to myself, Pearl, be a lady. Be a lady. That's why I come home every night. Well, that is except Saturday, Sunday, Monday, sometimes a little late, getting in on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But when I spend a weekend in the country, I don't flirt like some girls that you see. I just mingle with the orchestra leader. The character that owns the joint. This ain't such a bad spot here. God, good enough for me. Why did you do this? Why did you do this? Right there, why did you do this?
Telling you, I wouldn't ask anybody to follow that Bailey girl. So I put it to myself straight. Maggio, I said, remember how brave you were in that picture? Well, you gotta be brave now, son. Let's not get chicken.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than three? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Say, little Valentine. Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to see, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me.
Sinatra will be back again next week at the same time, at the same spot on your radio dial, with more music and a couple of words.
I hope you'll be with me because, to be perfectly frank, Sinatra's behind the eight ball without you.